Kennedy here in Brooklyn. There's a plan to build a massive Whole Foods in this empty lot. People fear it's going to destroy this bucolic neighborhood.
The new grocery store will be constructed right next door to this architectural treasure. Community activists like Linda Mariano are outraged.
Part of the original building was all open space, and that's the way it should remain, as open space.
The building made use of that open space when it was operating as part of a stone factory. The factory closed in 1882. Linda Mariano's husband, Joe, is most concerned about preserving the area's natural habitat.
What kind of a beautiful tree do we have grown here?
It's a delicious apple tree. And they are delicious apples. The delicious kind.
Red?
Yeah, a red delicious apple.
It stinks now, right where we're sitting. You can smell it. If you say you can't, I don't know.
Get a treat at Whole Foods? I'm here at the Park Slope Co-op. This is ground zero for crunchy Brooklyn-style activism. Whole Foods has created a huge controversy. These people are pissed.
Who's coming to town?
Whole Foods.
Whole Foods. I don't care one way or another.
Are you upset that the Whole Foods is going in down the street?
No.
I don't care.
I'm thrilled.
But it's a neighborhood divided.
What evidence do you have of that?
I've eaten at Whole Foods.
Right?
Yeah.
I shop on Amazon.com.
What an outrage. You think that could spell the end of the co-op?
No, absolutely not.
Nothing could, right?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
After 8 years of battling opponents like the Marianos, the new Whole Foods is slated to open next year.
It's not over till it's over. And I believe that Whole Foods still has some hoops to go through here. I'm not going to mention them right now, but that's in my pocket.
You know what I like about you?
Yeah.
I like your passion. You know what I would do if I could?
Yeah.
I would bottle it and sell it at Whole Foods.
Sorry. No, thank you.